All right, we're going to turn the page from Mother's Day to a guy that's trying to get me back on the mend. Let's turn to Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic. Last week, Randy Dierheim, actually last year, he got some help with a golf injury. And this year, I shared with Dr. Max that I have a continuing twinge in my right knee. Golf season was coming up. So I said, Dr. Max, what are we going to do about it?
Well, and we took a look at it, didn't we?
We did.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
How has it been doing?
You know, it did pretty well. You put a belt on me.
Yes.
You did a little look at my spine, which had never been done by a chiropractor any place in the country, even though I have some in the family. And I walked 7.5 miles Saturday in Washington, D.C. as a part of a leadership group. They wanted us to see every monumental leader that's in D.C.
And of those miles, how many of those miles were on stairs up and down?
We took every step. Did every step. My biggest concern, as I told you when we talked on the air, and you did two exams in here on the air in the last couple of weeks, was that I was having trouble going upstairs and sometimes downstairs. But at this point, made every step, every stair, even though we had moisture on the steps. It was not the most difficult thing to do, but I was scared that I would walk away and not be able to do things. But I came back, played my best round of golf that I've had in a year on Monday.
Really?
Didn't walk. I'd had enough walking over the weekend. But so far, so good.
So what this kind of, what I think in my mind when a patient comes back with a report like that, Bill had some instability in his pelvis. I've talked about that in the past. It isn't that any bones were stuck and needed to be loosened. He had a joint that was too loose and it needed to be stabilized. And once we had it in proper position, we gave him a belt. Going upstairs, pain with upstairs is typically a strength problem. By supporting your pelvis and getting your core muscles able to engage, we gave you more strength. And you wound up being tired after your 7 mile march rather than falling apart halfway through or being inflamed and sore afterwards. So that tells me that we made the right choice with your pelvic stability, taking care of the instability. And if I'm stable, everything's going to be a little sharper. My swing's going to be more reproducible, and I'm going to be able to, I shouldn't say me, I should say Bill is going to be able to play a better game of golf.
Well, and that's one of the things we want to be able to do. And I get to ask you questions after we take a break, but you wanted to ask me, is the clinic easy to get to? It's not very far from the station. It's just off Minnesota, across from Hy-Vee. You can find it. The staff, they didn't know what to think of me as I came in the door. I'm always a little concerned.
You're used to that, though, Bill.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And the paperwork, well, you have to fill out the normal paperwork when you come to the desk, but they were very helpful to me. I felt very comfortable with them. I got emails. You know, for the most part, it was easy, but you expect to have to fill out some paperwork. And we did talk about the fact that I was releasing you from many HIPAA situations. You could talk on the radio, and we thought that maybe we could help some other people.
That's the whole idea. Bill is kind enough to be open about his treatment, and we're both kind of thinking there might be someone out there that is still waiting for their first chiropractic adjustment.
And we're going to let me ask the questions of the doc, but we're going to take a break with Fox Business News. We'll come back, talk a little bit more with Dr. Max, and talk with some of the others in the business of golf on this Wednesday.
Stay on the edge of your seat.
There you go. Well, we're in the business of golf today, and before we went to the break to talk about Fox Business News, Dr. Max, who helped me do 7.5 miles in Washington, looking at every leader that I could find as a monument with a group of leaders that were flown in to try to be influenced by the statues. It worked well. Every step went well. And that was a big concern I had, making the trip. Now, it's my turn to ask some questions.
I'm excited.
Well, we'll see how excited you are. You keep testing my feet for strength in different directions and then have me do things like stick my stomach out to the side.
Well, you don't have to try to do that. I mean,
thanks, Rev. I didn't need any help. So what am I doing and why?
Just teasing, Bill.
I know you are.
The best way to the best way I have of evaluating your nervous system is by testing muscles for strength. If our muscles are working right, they hold our joints in proper position and they wear evenly. When we lose muscle strength, joint isn't in the right position. It begins to wear. We begin to get a little arthritis going. Pretty soon we have a little catch in our knee. We have a little ache in our knee. And so I'm using the muscles that control your feet to determine where the nerve is being pinched in your low back. We have some weakness in, at first it was what we call the gas pedal muscle, as you pick your toe up off the gas pedal. And that improved when you sucked in your tummy, so you were bending your spine backwards, and you leaned to the left. So I knew which way that disc needed to move. And how did the adjustment feel when we adjusted that disc in your back? You were laying on your back. My assistant was holding the disc there, and I was pulling on your leg, right?
People pull on my leg all the time, but this was a serious thing. It felt okay, but I didn't know what to expect.
Yes.
And I'm laying there. I hadn't had protein. I would always encourage people to have a little protein before they go in for any kind of a treatment. But it felt okay. I did find interesting that you said you have the tendencies in your body to have a look of a farmer to a degree, which I grew up on a farm. And that kind of gave you an idea, I think, as to how long maybe I've had some of the problems.
Well, and what I was getting at there is that farmers and chiropractors have a lot in common. We have a very physical job, and when we don't feel up for the task, there's no one to fill in for us. We have to keep working even if this or that hurts, so we develop compensations. And I could tell that it was difficult for me to find the weakness in your leg because you were so used to compensating for it, to cover it up, to use other muscles. And that's just a sign of chronicity or having it for a long time.
My back, the nerves, obviously a concern. Not sure what you're doing. I can't see it. And sometimes if I can't see it or I can't hear it, I have no idea what you're doing. So what were you doing?
We were... the adjustment we use, it didn't hurt. There wasn't any cracking, or I didn't tell you to relax.
That was a good sign.
And we adjust the lumbar spine with the patient laying flat on their back or their stomach, and we incorporate traction. So there is no rotation. There's no laying on your side, and you got to relax. We got to get this to move. The traction, what it does is it pulls the bones apart, and the disc moves back into the center where it's supposed to be rather than being off on the side where it's pinching that nerve, making your leg weak. After the adjustment, we retested your foot for strength, and what happened?
I was stronger.
So that told me that I did a good job, or at least chiropractic. I did what I wanted to, and your body responded the way it was. I had hoped it would. And that's one thing about being a chiropractor is we just kind of get things organized and let the patient's body and that healing power we all have do its own work.
Dr. Max Reinecke, next time we're going to talk about the arm treatment, the ARP treatment.
Yes,
that you're
ARP.
Work on that. And
indeed.
I think we're doing that after the show next Monday.
Yes.
As I understand it. But people that would like to talk to you about the same kind of thing or maybe their concerns with a twinge, a tweak, whatever it would be, how do they reach you?
You call 335-0880. Our motto is call us today, feel better tonight. We'll do everything we can to get you in a timely fashion and get you taken care of. We're like Bill said, easy to reach, just off Minnesota on 37th Street there, just north of the Hy-Vee.
All right. We appreciate you, Dr. Max Reinecke. We'll see you next week. Enjoy some time away.
Thank you, Bill.